Y'all ever heard about being buried alive? Well, right here in the hills of Kentucky, there's a woman whose tragic story still haunts these parts. Tonight, we're digging deep into the tale of Octavia Hatcher, a mother lost in grief, buried too soon, and waking up 6 feet under. Stick around, because this one's going to send chills down your spine, if you're brave enough to hear it. Welcome to the Scary Stories from Kentucky podcast, brought to you by Kentucky Melody. Each week, we dive deep into the legends, folklore, and spine-tingling tales that make Kentucky a place full of mystery and wonder. From haunted hollers to ghostly mansions, we've got the stories to keep you up at night. If you're looking for the video version of this podcast, head over to the Kentucky Melody YouTube channel where we bring these chilling tales to life. You'll find the link in the description below. So grab a seat, turn down the lights, and let's get started, if you dare. Well, let me tell you something about a woman named Octavia Hatcher, a name that still makes the folks around Pikeville, Kentucky, shiver in their boots when they hear it. It's a tale that ain't just spooky. It's downright tragic, and it happened long ago, back in the hills when times was hard, and folks didn't always have the smarts to know whether someone was really gone or just looking like they was. Now Octavia, she was born in Pikeville, back in 1870, when this part of the world was nothing but thick woods, hollers, and the sound of folks making their way through life as best they could. She was part of the Smith family, who was known around town as good people, well off for the times. Smart girl, too, with a heart full of kindness, folks said. But what really caught everyone's attention was when she married James Hatcher, a big man in these parts. Owned himself a sawmill, and folks say he had money enough to live real comfortable-like. The two of them made a fine couple, and people figured they had the kind of life most could only dream about. It weren't long before Octavia got pregnant, and in the spring of 1891, she gave birth to a little boy they named Jacob. Now, folks was happy for her. Nothing better than the sound of a baby in the house, they say. But that joy didn't last long. Little Jacob fell sick not long after he was born, and by the time the leaves started changing, he was gone. Taken by sickness, or so folks thought. But, back then, they couldn't always tell what was what. This broke Octavia's heart clear in two. Octavia never quite recovered from losing her baby boy. She fell into a deep sadness, what folks back then called melancholia. She stopped going out, and folks barely seen her. Her health started failing fast, and not long after, she took to her bed. Some say it was her grief weighing heavy on her soul, while others reckon there was something more sinister at work. Around that same time, a strange sickness started sweeping through Pikeville. People would fall into these deep, death-like sleeps, and sometimes they'd wake up days later like nothing happened. But nobody knew what was causing it. Now, Octavia, she got real sick herself. Fell into one of those comas, her breathing so slow you could hardly tell she was alive. Come May 2nd, 1891, the doctor came around, and after checking on her, he told James the worst news any man could hear. He said Octavia had passed on. With no way to be sure and no proper test back then, he done pronounced her dead. Now, y'all gotta remember, back in them days, folks didn't have none of them fancy machines or knowledge like we got now. If you weren't breathing or moving, well, they just figured you was gone. Now, here's where the real horror starts. It was a hot spring that year, scorching hot, and bodies didn't keep well in the heat. They had to bury her quick. Same day she passed, they laid her to rest in a pine box up on that hill at the Pikeville Cemetery. It was a sad, hurried affair. James, heartbroken over his wife and still reeling from losing his son just months before, didn't question the speed of it. But what came next is what folks still talk about when the wind gets to howling through them hills. About a week later, things started getting real strange in town. That same sickness that had folks slipping into deep sleep started to ease up, and people who had seemed as good as dead started waking up. Now James, bless his heart, couldn't shake a bad feeling gnawing at him, something deep in his gut telling him something weren't right about Octavia's passing. See, with all them folks waking up from what seemed like death, he got to wondering if maybe, just maybe, his wife hadn't really passed on. That terrible thought got under his skin so bad he couldn't sleep. Eventually, he couldn't stand it no more. He gathered some of the men from town, and they set out to dig up her grave, figuring it was better to know for sure than to let the question haunt him for the rest of his life. What they found, well, it haunts Pikeville to this day. When they cracked open that coffin, Octavia wasn't laying peaceful-like, no sir. She turned over in that box, the lining of the coffin was ripped to shreds, and her fingernails was all bloody and broken from scratching and clawing trying to get out. Her face, they say, her face was twisted up in pure terror, her mouth open like she'd been screaming. She'd woke up buried alive, trapped 6 feet under with nobody to hear her cries. James had buried his wife alive. Now, James Hatcher, he was never the same after that. He couldn't bear the guilt of what had happened, and who could blame him? He had her reburied proper-like, but that grave became a place of sadness and sorrow. To honor her memory, and maybe out of guilt, too, he had a grand monument built on her grave. It's still there today, a life-sized statue of Octavia herself, holding a baby, which some say is a tribute to the son they lost. The grave's up on that hill where the wind blows cold, and folks say the place ain't ever felt right since. People claim to hear scratching sounds coming from the grave, like she's still trying to get out. Some say they've seen a woman in a long dress wandering the cemetery at night, looking for something or someone. Others say her statue moves, especially when the night's dark and still. On nights when the moon's full, they say, if you look real close, her face twists into a look of pure terror, just like the one she had when they found her in that coffin. Over the years, the story of Octavia Hatcher has taken on a life of its own, passed down from one generation to the next. Some folks say it's just a ghost story, but others, especially them old-timers who've seen the gravesite, will tell you different. They'll swear up and down something strange lingers in that cemetery. And while the legend's been twisted into all kinds of shapes, people say her ghost appears with a lantern, or that her statue moves on its own. The truth at the heart of it is enough to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. What happened to Octavia was real. She was buried alive, and the horror of that fact, awaken up in the dark, cold earth with no way out, is enough to chill anybody's bones. Her story's a reminder that life and death ain't always as clear as we'd like to think. And in them old days, when medical knowledge was still primitive, mistakes were made that left heartache and haunting stories like this one. That there's the story of Octavia Hatcher, and I reckon it'll stick with you for a long while. If you ever find yourself in Pikeville, you might want to pay a visit to her grave, but don't stay too long after dark, unless you're ready to hear her scratching at that coffin lid all over again. Now that y'all know the tragic tale of Octavia and James Hatcher, we gotta ask, do you think she still haunts that cemetery up on the hill? Have any of you ever visited her grave or heard them eerie whispers about the statue moving? And what would you do if you found out someone close to you was buried alive? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, We love reading every last one, but don't stray too far. 'Cause we've got plenty more dark tales and haunting stories coming your way. So hit that subscribe button and ring the bell. You never know what might be waking up in the night, waiting for you to return.